Bonjour, mes amis.
Someone had a good time in Paris.
Oh, Kevin and I shared a perfect week together. I feel like I'm floating on a croissant. I wonder why people don't just break into song more often.
I've been asking you for months if I could answer the phone like, death.
Give it a whirl, girl.
Guys, he's rhyming. He's telling Gina to sing. Captain Holt is on a vacation high. He will say yes to anything right now.
I would like a police horse, and I'd like Terry to be riding it almost constantly.
I'd like an HR person to remind everyone about workplace boundaries.
The Japanese make toilet seats which squirt a heated jet of water right up your...
I'm gonna stop you right there, bud. What we need in here is an armored personnel carrier. A tank!
Two tanks. I want a tank, too.
Great. So everyone gets a tank. Just remember, we can't ruin Captain Holt's vacation high, so no one say anything that'll upset him. Oh, no! What are those morons doing in there?
Well, maybe it's not that bad. Maybe they didn't upset him.
What'd you do? What'd you say?
Nothing. We just said welcome back.
And laughed with him about all the weight he gained in France.
Why is everyone just standing around? Get back to work!
So long, Tank.
Tank! I gained 3 pounds in Paris. 3 pounds!
Hey, Terry. I have a package for you.
Ooh, Sarge got a present.
What's in the box?
Brad Pitt 7. But seriously, what's in the box?
The worst thing in the world. Shut up, stupid.
Okay, so who sent you the kitten and why do you hate it?
It's not a kitten. It's a slap in the face for something that happened 20 years ago.
When you had a flat top? I know you had a flat top because I saw pictures. Sorry, go on with your story, flat top Terry.
It was 1995. I just made detective. I was really excited about my first day at the 6-5. But the guys in the squad were a bunch of jerks. Hi, I'm Terry. Which desk is mine?
Solve a case, then you get a desk.
They were like that about a lot of stuff.
Whoa. Solve a case, then you get coffee. Solve a case, then you can sign Debbie's birthday card.
Sounds like you needed to solve a case.
Exactly. So I picked the biggest one I could find. A string of B&Es, all with the same M.O. Guy climbed in through high-rise windows. After a month, I found my suspect, Dimitri Kuzco, an ex-acrobat with a criminal record.
Circus trash. It has to be him.
That's exactly what I said. Circus trash. It has to be him. I tracked down my acrobat, got SWAT to surround his building. There was no way anything could go wrong. NYPD down! Get on the ground!
Serious!
Uh-oh. My guy had a terrible trapeze fall 2 years prior. Snapped his spine in half.
So why the kitten?
Well, in the moment, I may have gotten a little flustered. Look, he's got a cat. He trained a cat to do the robberies. That's why they call him cat burglars. Why is no one saying anything?
Oh, Terry.
Yeah, now they send me cats to remind me of that day and rub it in my face. I'm gonna go put an ad online so I can find someone to adopt this evil little turd.
Counterpoint, you two make an adorable couple. Might I suggest putting him in a mug and pretending to take a sip? Terry, are you stopping off to do my thing?
Oh, hey, can I borrow that? Genevieve's out of town. I need 2 phones so I can send her a frontie and a backie.
I don't want your ass in my cloud.
Adrian, are you living in the break room?
No. Why do you ask?
Because you're shaving your shoulder in our communal eating space. You have a bed set up on the couch, stuff like that.
Fine. Busted. My landlord kicked me out because my stupid neighbors couldn't handle a few tiny night screams. I was dreaming that someone was trying to scalp me with a sharpened grapefruit spoon.
Aren't brains fascinating? I mean, where does it come up with this stuff?
When I was undercover, someone did try and scalp me with a sharpened grapefruit spoon.
Sure, that would do it.
Aren't you dating Rosa? Can't you just stay with her?
Oh, yeah. No, we're doing this really hot thing where we haven't told each other where we live. Makes our sex play really erotic.
Barf.
I totally get that. Well, you let me know if there's anything I can do.
Oh, yes! I will stay at your home. Thank you!
What, Hannah?
You just said you wanted to help. Oh, unless you weren't being serious, which I would get. I've been betrayed before. For instance, by the grapefruit spoon guy.
No, definitely you could stay with me.
Oh, you're the best, Chuck. Thank you. But for real, get yourself some good earplugs because I really downplayed how horrible those night screams are. All right, I'll see you later, roommate.
Attention, the 9-9 will be hosting a bomb defusing class tomorrow. I highly recommend attending. Defusing an explosive device is the ultimate test of skill under pressure. And the stakes? Life or death?
Will lunch be provided?
Yes.
Count us in.
Anyone else?
I'm in.
Me too. This class sounds like da bomb.
I'd rather you didn't attend if you're not going to take it seriously.
Yep.
Dismissed.
I'm going to dominate that class. You don't cross-stitch for 20 years without developing a steady hand.
Wow, you really think that's a brag, don't you? $20 says I do better in that class than you do, Threadhead.
All right, you're on. And I'll have you know that Threadhead is a glowing compliment in the sewing community. If you wanted to insult me, you should have called me a stitch skipper.
Okay, stitch skipper.
Oh, I handed it to you.
You better look cute in this picture or no one's gonna want you. Do something with your damn paws!
Whoa, whoa, Sarge, relax. Look, I think you might be overreacting a little to this prank, and I should know. You probably won't believe this, but I was bullied in high school for being too handsome.
I don't believe you.
You're right. It was for setting my crotch on fire in shop class. Hurt like the dickens. Point is, haters gone hate, shake it off, Taylor Swift, always right.
The reason bullies get to me is because I live with one. My dad. He was a cruel man who didn't like his life, and he took it out on me.
Okay, okay. Now, we're getting somewhere. And if you're having dad problems, that's my jam, son.
Real weird take on my crappy father.
You know how I turned the corner with my dad? I stood up to him. And that's what you need to do with your dad.
No, he died in 1988.
Oh, okay, well, that probably won't work then. But it doesn't mean you can't go over to the 6'5 and stand up to those bullies.
Well, just make fun of me more.
What are you talking about, Terry? You are a human mountain. You have more muscles in your ears than I have in my entire body.
Never skip ear day, Jake.
You can crush metal with your bare hands. You can lift a city bus. You can make your boobies do that bouncy thing.
They're called pecs.
Same thing. Now get on over to the 6'5 and make those big jerks take back that tiny kitten.
Yeah. All right. I'm doing it. Didn't work. Now I have more kittens than before.
What? How? Morning, Sarge.
Oh, good morning, my sweet little cuties.
Don't call them cute. They'd kill us all if they were smart enough to use weapons. But you're not smart. You're dumb. You're always naked and you pee in a box.
Well, I suppose they're not totally naked with the fur. Anyways, you know how you didn't solve that case 20 years ago?
Thanks for reminding me. You don't see me bringing up how you burned your junk off.
That didn't happen. There was just some light blistering. The point is, the only thing those bullies have over you is that you never solved that case. So why don't we solve it together?
How are we gonna do that?
We'll sneak into the 6'5, steal that old case file, and work it until we find your burglar. Then we march back into that precinct.
And we grind these kittens up and shove them down their throat.
Yes! Don't listen to him. You're a part of something much bigger than yourselves.
Well, good morning, Lynette. Whew, I slept like a freaking baby last night. Staying at Chuck's is like a dream. Little guy loves doting on me. Although, you're gonna need to buy some bigger underwear if we're gonna be sharing, you know what I mean?
Okay, I'll get right on that.
Okay, cool. Here, take care of this for me, will you?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go get some breakfast candy.
Okay, catch you later.
Things are going really good with the new roomie, it seems.
Oh, it's horrible. There's someone's blood all over the bathroom. He sleep choked me twice. And the worst part, this morning, he ate all of my cereal.
That's the worst part?
They were Nuit Flus Ghost Brand Circles. I had them shipped from Oslo. Oh, I want them out. I'm too scared to tell him.
All right, listen. I know that your spirit animal is a caterpillar that's been stepped on, mm-hmm. but mine is the mighty wolf. And if you want to beat an alpha, you have to be an alpha.
Wrongo. If you're good enough at being a beta, then the alpha takes mercy on you and ends up giving you what you want.
Boyle. Could you stay out of your kitchen for the next, like, 48 hours? I'm gonna be skinning a deer that I shot.
What?
Ooh, and put up some of those plastic sheets. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Okay.
Okay, great. Good talk, buddy.
Yep.
I got the file.
Oh, nice work. How'd you do it?
Well, the sergeant in charge of the file room was a lady, so I just turned on the old Peralta charm. Hey there. Some dude yarfed in the men's restroom. Could you please find somebody to clean that up? Terry, there was no yarf.
Yeah, I figured that.
Ow. Okay, let's see what we got here. 40 photos of you standing next to the guy in the wheelchair and his cat.
Yeah, they did a photo shoot. They made mouse pads.
They are bad dudes. All right, here's our plan.
We are going to re-interview all the original victims from this case, starting with the first one, Janice McMinion.
She died 12 years ago.
All right, the second one.
Also dead.
Okay, why don't you just skip on down to the first person that's not dead?
Number eight.
Number eight, way to stay alive. Number eight, still alive.
Number eight, still alive.
Moment of silence for the first seven, though. All right, let's go.
Ah, pressure bombs with mercury switches. IDs with cell phone detonators. Oh, is that C4? Oh my, we've got some great bombs today, people.
Welcome. In this course, we'll be going over how to dispose of 10 different types of explosive devices. What you learn today could save your lives and countless others. Any questions?
Yes, will there be a grading or point system to see who's best?
At saving lives?
Yes, at saving lives. Saving lives was always implied.
Well, you will be timed.
Perfect.
That'll do.
But I would recommend ignoring the clock and focusing
on... Yeah, you answered the question. Hurry up and teach us.
Hey, slowpoke. When we get out of here, I'm gonna needlepoint you a pillow that says kapow.
Hey, Amy, you suck.
Oh, yeah? Well... guess what? There's more room on that pillow.
Real quick, before you finish, you still suck.
Gah! Working so much harder than you on this trash talk, and I'm the one whose feelings are getting hurt.
Santiago Diaz, enough. This is not about who's fastest. This is a bomb dismantling class. We are police officers, not street urchins playing speed chess in the park. For shame.
All right, thanks. Okay, here's what Esther remembers about the night that she was robbed. She was either at a restaurant or the movies or doing something else. And she was either alone or with people. The only thing she was absolutely sure of is that I seemed like a very nice boy, which is not relevant to the case, but did make me feel very good.
This is stupid. I mean, it was 20 years ago. No one remembers anything. I'm beginning to think maybe we should
climb out on that ledge and see how the perp got in.
I was gonna say give up.
What? Right after I came up with that incredible ledge thing, Terry?
We're 10 stories up. You can handle that?
Sarge, I'm not scared of heights, okay? I'm scared of bees, and I'm scared of snakes, and I'm scared that the Knicks might never be good again, but I am not scared of heights.
We're gonna die! 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 We're gonna die!
I would appreciate it if you didn't tell anyone about my window ledge freakout.
That's not as embarrassing as thinking we could actually solve a 20-year-old case with no new leads.
Terry, we are gonna solve this, all right? And sure, maybe none of the work we did today led to any new information.
Jay.
And sure, most crimes are solved within the first 48 hours, but they never talk about the crimes that are solved within the first 100 million hours.
No, look at this. The guy who inspected this elevator in 1996 was named Zurb Gadania. That's the same weird name who inspected the elevators in all four of the buildings we've been to today.
Really? Terry, that's a lead. We have a lead.
We got a lead.
We got a lead.
We're gonna solve this case.
We're gonna solve this case.
I have to use the bathroom.
I gotta use the bathroom. I actually don't. I just got in the rhythm of it.
There's Zurb Gadania. Pretty fancy car for an elevator inspector.
The Club International of Brighton Beach International Club? International and club are both in the name twice. Terry, this place is sleazy.
Two priors, wealth beyond his means, and he had access to the apartments through the elevator shaft. He has to be our guy. Let's go.
Okay, I'll say that I'm a businessman from Moscow named Ilya.
I make millions from selling small boots.
It was more just to show off the accent, not wedded to the snow boots thing.
Hey, fellas. You didn't really think that you could run an operation in the 6-5 without us finding out, did you? There was no Yarf. This guy's good.
Jake, this is Holderton from my old precinct.
So who are you guys looking for in there? Tabby? Siamese?
First of all, I never said the cat was a burglar. I said he might be an accomplice. You know what? I hope the guy in there is a cat. That'll show you.
Yeah, if he was a cat, it'd be much easier to apprehend and probably much less dangerous. That's what we think. Let's go.
Okay, I give up. I need your help. I'm ready to try it your way.
You came at the perfect time. He's eating. And when an animal eats, that's when they're at their most vulnerable. You need to get in there, show them who the alpha is.
I need a wolf name.
Yes.
Virginia Wolf.
Huh?
Well, I'm not gonna be her lame husband, Leonard. Okay, it's time, Virginia.
Hey, little man, let's talk about how much longer you're gonna stay at my place.
Are you threatening me, Chuck?
No, I'm not, sir. I just want to tell you how welcome you are to stay with me forever and ever and ever, my lord.
Okay. Good, thanks. Next time,
Don't be so weird about it.
As you wish. Good day, sir.
That's still weird.
Hey, sorry. You don't suck.
I'm sorry, too. We both said hurtful things.
You didn't. I was fine.
Well, now you're just lying to yourself. But Holt was right. We should have taken this more seriously.
Ha-ha! Done. Fastest time today by a full 2 minutes. Ooh, mama!
Is everything okay over here?
Yes, couldn't be better. Because I destroyed you both.
What the hell? I thought you said this wasn't about winning.
I did say that, so you would go slower and I would win, which is what happened.
You're just as competitive as we are.
Absurd. I'm more competitive. Now, who's da bomb?
So, what did they make you a sergeant for? Did you arrest a pine cone?
He passed a written test just like every other sergeant did. You knew that.
Oh, no. I thought he might have gotten some kind of special promotion for busting a pine cone.
Why do you keep bringing up pine cones? It's never been a part of this.
You know what? You're going to eat your words because Sarge is about to solve this case.
But the old case or the pine cone one?
You need to stop. Look, our man Zerb is sitting right over there. And yeah, he's connected to all of the robberies.
And he's shady as hell. Look, we just gave him a covert signal. Now he's getting up.
Yeah, and now he's following said waiter to a secondary, most likely even shadier spot.
Something's going on in there.
Huh.
Yeah, right, huh? Come on, let's go bust him. Down, down, get down, NYPD!
Uh-oh.
What are you doing, man?
Nothing. I have high cholesterol. My wife says I cannot have red meat, so they sneak in my beef stew. Please don't shoot.
Oh, my God. It happened again. Holy, this guy's sitting on a toilet instead of a wheelchair. That's even more dumb. Here, here. Terry, move in closer so I can get you in the boat.
What up, Jake? Why are these dicks out of their cage?
I stayed up all night working on your case, and Hans, John, and Nakatomi made for great company. I gave them all diehard names.
I don't understand why you waste another night on a case no one's ever gonna solve.
Sarge, I am way too sleep deprived to deal with your negativity right now. Let me show you what I did. I started off by making a map of all of the burglaries that have gone down in Brooklyn since 1996 to see if there was a pattern. That led me to this.
There is so much crime in New York. No one should live here.
Anyways, I tripped out on that for a couple hours, but I got cheered up after I took a picture of the kitties messing around in my little hoodie. I'll show it to you later.
So basically, you wasted a whole night.
No, 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 my friend. No, no, no. Because then I dove back into your file and found this.
Cool. The low point in my entire life.
Sarge, this photo was taken in 1996. You told me your guy broke his spine 2 years before that, so 94. Check out his sneakers. 95 Jordans. They came out a year after the accident. Look at the soles.
They're all muddy.
Which means?
That son of a bitch can walk!
Bingo.
Let's go!
All right. Cap squad, assemble!
Leave the cats!
Okay.
Santiago Diaz, I wanted to talk to you about our performance in yesterday's bomb defusing course.
We know, sir. You won.
No, the three of us all failed. Apparently, our instructor felt we didn't take it seriously enough.
But Hitchcock and Scully passed.
What? How did they defuse bombs better than we did?
Those were bombs? Unbelievable.
It's a low moment for us all. I think the lesson here is that we should not allow our competitiveness to interfere with the sanctity of our job.
Totally agree, sir. However, there is a precision driving class next weekend.
Fastest one around the track wins.
It's on.
I'm gonna run you both off the road into a wall. I'm gonna kill you.
Oh, my.
Hey, Chuck, can you bring these to the dry cleaner for me? Tell them the red stains are blood and the brown stains are, let's say, blood.
Yeah, sure. Don't even bother putting them in a bag. I'll just carry them in my arms.
Hey, Beardo, it's time for you to get out of Charles's house today.
Hang on, man. You don't tell me what to do.
That's where you're wrong, baby girl. I run this precinct. Watch this. Scully, go to sleep.
Okay. You think you can intimidate me?
Yeah.
When I was undercover, Jimmy the Butcher cut off my little toe with garden shears and made me eat it as a loyalty test. I've been through hell.
Big deal. I worked at a sunglass kiosk at the mall for 4 years. So not only have I been through hell, I was assistant manager there. You're gonna get out of Chucky's house. And what's more, you're gonna pay him rent for the night you spent there.
Fine.
One more thing, babe. You're gonna thank us both right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was amazing.
Told you. He just needed to be alpha'd.
Is that what happened, or did I just beta you into protecting me?
No. No, it's not what happened. This is not your victory.
Sure.
Oh my God.
Hey there. Remember me?
So, this is weird.
Oh, no, you don't, Surfer Strap! I knew it! You could walk the whole time! I was right about the cat of confidence, too, huh? Now, where's the cat?
Been 20 years, Sarge. Cat's probably dead.
I'm still bringing him in!
Well, Sarge, you did it. Now, how should we rub your sweet victory in the 6-5's dumb faces? We could send them a box of rats, because they're rats. Or we could drop water balloons on their cars.
You know what? I'm good. I don't think we should do that.
Really? Any of it?
Yeah. After everything you did for me, encouraging me, going out on that ledge even though you were scared to tears.
There's an air conditioner above us. It was dripping water in my eyes. We've been over this.
You stayed up all night to solve the case. It just reminded me that I had people in my life who cared about me. I don't know why I'm spending so much time trying to prove things to people who don't.
I guess you're a big man in more ways than one. Which I probably should have anticipated, but did not.
What'd you do, Jay?
Rats. I did the rats. I couldn't wait. Enjoy the rats, you rat!
Oh, my God! Oh, no! What's coming for me?
Not a doctor.
From Yulon.